This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
It's time for our weekly idol interview, so let's groove, run it, and come together. Our guest today has made many an American woman swoon, and I'm sure he would be saying, "Isn't she lovely?" when he got a kiss from a rose too. So what you may say, to see what he has to say, good morning, Scott Newnham.
G'day, guys.
Now, how are you, mate? You must still be pinching yourself.
Yeah, I still can't believe what I've done. You know, I still haven't come to terms with it yet. I'm back home and I'm still watching myself on videos going, I can't believe I've done that.
That must be a real bizarre sensation, watching yourself on watching the reruns of it.
Yeah, it is. It's I still can't believe I've done it. I'm still pinching myself, mate.
And someone else who must be still very impressed with you is your father. He got a bit of TV time as well. He must be so proud of you.
Yeah, he is. He's over the moon. My whole family still can't believe I've done this because, they didn't even know I could sing, so it's still a surprise to them.
So I wanted to ask you also, but living in the house with the other performers and that type of thing, the other singers, are they the type of people you'd normally socialise with in your real life?
Not really. I was kind of around football players a lot more and all that kind of stuff, but I still had some musical friends, but these guys are really, really cool people, and I really had to stay in touch with all of them.
Did you learn, because you, as you said before, you're hanging around more football players and that type of group, did you learn a lot from the other performers as well, who some had been performing for a little bit longer than you?
Yeah, I did. I got a lot of tips. They're actually very helpful. I got a lot of tips from them to help me, warm up and sound better on our thing, so they were really helpful.
And what did you learn also from, because you had all the different celebrities as well giving you different tips, apart from the singing, did they also help you with stage presence and that type of thing? Because was that a bit scary as well for you?
Yeah, it was. Being on stage was pretty nerve-wracking every time I went out there. One thing that helped with me was like understanding a song and the lyrics in the song.
Okay.
So I can sing it with more emotion. And that's probably the main thing that I got out of the mentors that we had on the show.
Now you ended up doing about 7 performances. Did you have a favourite out of all of them? The most memorable?
Probably the Run It.
Yep, fair enough. What made that so memorable for you?
I think it's just, it's one of my favourite songs, and it was just real fun singing it. And I had a ball out there, and I think people enjoyed watching it, so it was just a win-win for me.
Tell me, what goes through your mind as you finish that last note of the song and then the crowd goes wild? How does that feel?
I was in awe. I was in shock. I didn't know. I don't know what was going on. I don't know if they were cheering for me or something was going on behind me. But, I was just amazed. I couldn't believe that they were cheering that loud for me.
And each Sunday, that must be a really good feeling, because it's a really hard week worth of work, isn't it?
It is. We're flat out, all week, and we work really hard just for that minute and a half or 2 minutes on the stage. And it's a bummer when you don't get to sing that song, mate.
I know. That's something that we've been speaking to a few of the contestants as they've left the thing. You work for that whole last week, and then you don't get to sing your last song, do you?
Yeah, it's real bittersweet kind of thing.
So what song did you have lined up for Sunday?
I was singing New York, New York.
That would have been awesome. Damn. So what's the plan now? Obviously, you've probably taken a shift away from football and towards singing. Have you thought about what's next, or are you just kind of just chilling out and taking it easy for a second?
I'm gonna jump straight back into it, just keep the momentum going, and I'm going to I've got a bungalow at my dad's house. I'm going to turn that into a studio.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to start getting, lessons and more lessons and all that kind of stuff, and hopefully start playing some gigs.
Wow.
Because I feel like I missed out on something, like a lot of people started playing in pubs and doing gigs at weddings, and I feel like I've missed out on something not doing that, so I'm going to go back to doing gigs at pubs and hopefully doing some weddings.
And jump back straight into it. Well, I know there's a few people out there that watch Idol each week and wish they would do it, and they still haven't started, so you've still got a heads up on some people.
Yeah.
Now, one thing we like to play on our show is called 101 Questions. What we're going to do is I need you to pick a number between 1 and 101, and I'm going to ask you the corresponding question. It's just a way to get to know you a little bit better. So hit me with a number between 1 and 101.
88.
What is the ringtone on your phone, Scott?
This is a really boring answer. I just bought an iPhone, and it's just the ringtone that comes with the phone.
Oh, just a generic one. I guess you have it. Yeah, go on. What were you going to say?
I had my phone beforehand. I had Run It, actually, as my ringtone.
Oh, dear. Is that going to become your theme song, is it?
Yeah, I think every time I enter a room, I want that song to come on now.
All the lights to dim, a spotlight on you,
yeah.
And Run It starts playing. Gotcha.
Yeah, that's it.
Give me another number between 1 and 101.
60.
Ah, this is relevant. What was the first album you ever bought?
It would have been Michael Jackson. I'm not sure which one it was. It might have been Off the Wall.
Because Michael Jackson was who you used to sing to when you were about 4, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. And then I also believe you tried, more recently, Guy Sebastian was someone.
Yeah,
who...
yeah. I was trying to mimic him on his albums.
Did you get a chance to meet him during Idol?
No, I didn't.
Ah, did you? Go on.
But I met his wife, Jules, and she's really nice, and hopefully one day I'll get to catch up with him.
Oh, definitely, for sure. And one final question between 1 and 101, Scott?
1.
Number 1. What do you like to do in the dark?
I like to sleep. I'm a good sleeper. I'm really good in bed. I could sleep for days.
Uh-huh. Have you had a chance to sleep much over the last 8 or so weeks?
Pardon?
Have you had a chance to sleep much during the Idol experience?
Not really. Like, we get so tired, but it's just this weird feeling of you can't sleep, but you're really tired.
Okay.
Because we've got so much going on in our brains, but we're so run down. I think I'm looking forward to having a sleep in.
Fair enough. Well, Scott, I might let you go have a little nap now. Thank you so much for having a chat to us this morning.
Thanks, mate.
That was Scott Noonan, whose Idol journey finished on Sunday. Of course, you can check out all about Australian Idol at australianidol.com.au. You're listening to Joy 94.9, The Hump Day Crew.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys are better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.